A cold start this morning. We'll see those temperatures climb into the low 60s and the cool down again tonight, upper 30s to low 40s with mostly clear skies. Winds will die down this evening as well. More clouds for your Saturday. A shower or two is possible in the evening hours. Saturday night, not a washout, but still an isolated shower or two is likely. Easter Sunday looks partly sunny and dry, quite mild as well in the low 70s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans in the First Alert Weather Center.
37 degrees at Dulles now, 39 at BWI Marshall, 41 at Reagan National.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good morning, I'm John Aaron.
I'm Michelle Bash. Coming up,
salvage operations continue this morning in Baltimore. We'll have a live report just ahead.
How Maryland will try to keep paychecks coming for port workers who can't work now at the Key Bridge. I'm John Doman.
A sigh of relief. If they're staying, this is great.
From downtown D.C. restaurants, now that the Caps and Wizards are staying, I'm Mike Marilla.
A lead prosecutor in Northern Virginia uses the word boneheaded to describe the governor's actions on guns. I'm Nick Iannelli.
6 o'clock on WTOP.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A major step toward reopening the Port of Baltimore, paralyzed since a 3 to 4 ton cargo ship triggered Tuesday's bridge collapse.
This vessel is almost the size of the Eiffel Tower, and the only difference is that it now has a key bridge laying on top of it.
Governor Wes Moore, as the largest crane on the eastern seaboard, arrived on site overnight to help lift debris from the water. It will also pave the way for recovery of 4 bridge workers presumed dead. CBS's Nicole Scanga.
The victims' families right now are in absolute agony. So are their friends and this very tight-knit community that we have come to know. I spoke with Moses Diaz. He was a construction worker who called all of these victims brothers. He was supposed to work on the bridge Tuesday morning, filling potholes, and had a shift change at the last minute.
Police in Illinois say the young man charged in a random stabbing spree this week is blaming it on drugs. CBS's Sabrina Franza is in Rockford.
According to authorities, the suspect, 22-year-old Christian Soto, had just smoked marijuana with his friend, Jacob Schubach. Soto claims it was laced and that he became paranoid and attacked Jacob and his mother.
Both were killed along with a local mailman and a 15-year-old girl. Georgia lawmakers have voted to tighten the state's immigration laws in response to the murder of 22-year-old nursing student Lakin Riley last month. A man from Venezuela who entered the country illegally was charged in her murder. The new law requires law enforcement to check immigration status of inmates. Tragedy in South Africa when a bus carrying people to an Easter weekend pilgrimage plunged 165 feet into a ravine, killing 45. The BBC's Shingai Nyoka.
Eyewitnesses say many of the dead were burnt beyond recognition. The only survivor, an 8-year-old, was taken to hospital. The South African government urged caution on the roads during one of the busiest times of the year.
The armorer found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the deadly shooting on set of Alec Baldwin's movie Rust is asking for a new trial. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
She claims that that motion is based upon a new Supreme Court case out of New Mexico that says that the type of jury instruction that was used in her case was improper.
Anna Gutierrez was in charge of weapons when the actor's gun went off and killed the cinematographer. Now to March Madness. The first number one seed is out.
Oh, Nelson got the block. Game over. Alabama. The Sweet 16 is no longer sour.
North Carolina lost to Alabama 89-87. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
6:03 on Friday. Yes, we've gotten to Friday, March 29th. We're at 42 degrees, mostly sunny, windy today, highs in the 60s. Good morning. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. The top local story we're following this hour. Salvage efforts continue in Baltimore this morning as the largest crane on the eastern seaboard is being moved to the area to help crews remove debris of the collapsed Key Bridge. WTOP's Kyle Cooper is in Dundalk. He joins us live with the latest. Kyle.
Hey, John, I am here on the edge of the Patapsco River near the where the bridge collapsed. And yes, this crane is capable of lifting 1,000 tons at a time. Now, this bridge obviously weighs a lot more than that. So literally what they're going to have to do is cut this bridge into pieces so that this giant crane can lift these pieces up, put them on a barge, and get them out of the way. Of course, that is very dangerous work. It's difficult work on the water. This crane is one that's, there are probably going to be two that are going to be here to do that. And we're told that that work could take weeks, if not months. Not exactly sure yet. They really won't know, John and Michelle, until they start doing this work to see how difficult it is. But they do have to cut that bridge into pieces and then barge it out of the way. Of course, what that will allow is allowing the shipping channels out of Baltimore here to reopen so that commerce can begin again, and probably some other things. And maybe more importantly, when they get that bridge out of the way, then they can restart these efforts to try to find these four workers that are still missing that fell into the water when the bridge collapsed. Reporting live from Dundalk, Kyle Cooper, WCOP News.
All right, Kyle, thank you. Thousands of people are out of work because of this bridge collapse, and that number is only expected to grow in the days ahead. WTOP's John Doman has more on state efforts to get them paid anyway.
Maryland Senate President Bill Ferguson says help is available for some workers, but pandemic shutdowns taught us
somebody's a 1099 or an independent contractor, they can't tap into the unemployment insurance.
He's rushing through legislation that would provide emergency income assistance to those workers, as well as incentives for companies that have to reroute cargo to other ports, which would be conditioned on their return to Baltimore.
This is why we have a rainy day fund. The key bridge falling into the Patapsco River is about as rainy as it gets.
But like so much associated with this wreck, the total cost and the duration just isn't known.
The longer this goes on, obviously, the more expensive it is on not just the financial cost, but the human cost.
At the Key Bridge, John Dome in WTOP News.
In other news this morning, for many businesses near Capital One Arena, the decision to keep the Wizards and Capitals in D.C. comes as a big relief. WTOP's Mike Murillo is hearing from business owners.
At Bonkers Chinese Burgers, co-owner Jason Hayes says sports fans bring in a lot more customers.
In a game day, it's going to be like, I would say like 20-30% more business.
And as the owner of a new business that just opened in June, he says he's happy the teams are staying. Across the street at Dakaya Restaurant, partner Katsuya Fukushima says,
if they're staying, that's great, and we're happy for that.
But one provision in the deal with the city would lead to the restaurant losing its streetery on 6th Street Northwest. To that, he says,
we want to play nice. We are neighbors, and we want everyone to be happy. We want everyone to be able to do their jobs. And so, yeah, I mean, we're up for a discussion.
In downtown D.C., Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
The number of tuberculosis cases in the U.S. hit a 10-year high last year. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says more than 9,600 cases were reported in 2023, a 16% increase from the previous year and the largest number since 2013. Most TB cases in the U.S. are diagnosed in people born in other countries. Experts say the 2023 increase can be attributed in part to a surge in TB cases internationally, as well as increases in migration and international travel since the height of the COVID pandemic.
Coming up, a streaming service is now officially part of the Magic Kingdom. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale with Hot Buys starting at just $4.99 and Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $250. Plus, for a limited time only, you can receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. Or shop new looks and top-rated mattress brands like Tempur-Pedic with 0% interest until March 2029 on all in-store purchases. The Anniversary Sale is going on now. Visit your local Ashley store or visit homestores.store for participating locations.
608.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Rita Kessler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Well, we definitely have a few problems in Maryland. The delay on the southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway inside the Beltway has shifted. We did hear that there were a couple of people walking on the left shoulder but headed northbound in the southbound left shoulder, and that was drawing the attention. So as they continue to move northbound, that delay moves. Your delay now is after the Beltway, headed past the Good Luck Road overpass, headed toward 410. You're also going to find northbound Branch Avenue near Allentown Road was a report of a wreck. And now northbound 210 near Kirby Hill and Livingston Road, the right lane is blocked with the crash and debris. Response is on the scene, so that's the delay that you're seeing there. North, you're also going to find on I-295 in DC-295 running pretty well. The earlier delay we were seeing on southbound DC-295 toward East Cap has cleared. Suitland Parkway looks good coming from Silver Hill Road, headed across the Douglas Bridge onto South Capitol Street. Now 270 still delay free between Urbana and Rockville. In Virginia, eastbound 66 still good out of Manassas to the Beltway. No issues along northbound 28 out of Manassas into Centerville. And 95 northbound looking good, headed out of Fredericksburg, crossing the Occoquan into Springfield. It is southbound 95, some brief volume near Dale City, but nothing reported in the roadway. Go electric the Fitzway. Looking for an electric car? Try the new Subaru Solterra, Hyundai Ioniq, or Toyota BZ4X. State and federal incentives available. Go electric at fitzmall.com. I'm Rita Kessler. WTOP traffic.
And now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Gusty winds expected this afternoon, gusts up to 40 miles per hour with mostly sunny and dry conditions. Temperatures slightly higher than the last couple of days in the low 60s. And tonight mostly clear with the winds dying down into the 40s, those temperatures. Saturday it's partly sunny and dry with a low chance for rain the afternoon and evening. Saturday night chances are low as well, temperatures into the 50s. Easter Sunday, partly sunny and dry, temperatures in the low 70s for the afternoon. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
36 in Fort Belvoir now, 43 in Foggy Bottom, and 37 in Silver Spring. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
6:10, Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. After several delays, tech giant Apple now plans to launch new iPads in May. Bloomberg News reports the initial schedule called for a late March release, but developers are still working to finish software for the devices. The new iPad Pro models will have Apple's latest M3 chip and come with redesigned versions of the Magic Keyboard and Apple Pencil. This update represents Apple's first iPad overhaul since 2018.
The takeover of streaming service Hulu by Disney Plus is now complete. Disney Plus users will now see a separate Hulu title in the app. It can be purchased separately or bundled together. Users will see Hulu shows and movies in search results, whether you're subscribed or not, in hopes of enticing you to add the additional feature. With ads, a Disney Plus and Hulu bundle will cost you $9.99 a month. Without ads, the bundle is priced at $19.99. Disney bought out Hulu back in November for just under $9 billion.
I hate watching ads, but $10 is a pretty big difference every month. Yeah,
major difference.
Still ahead in Virginia, a top prosecutor and the governor go after each other. It's 6:11.
Starting at 10 a.m. this Saturday, beat the clock and save big at Regency Furniture. Save up to 25% off. Plus, they pay your sales tax or 60 months no-interest financing. This Saturday at Regency Furniture.
Former pro football offensive tackle Mitch Schwartz knows for a guy, buying jewelry is a daunting task at most stores, but not if you go to Diamonds Direct.
It's very simple and very easy process for a guy to go in there and not be overwhelmed.
Mitch found Diamonds Direct and has been back many times buying jewelry for his wife, Brooke, and he's never felt any pressure.
They're going to educate you about what you're looking for, what the diamonds are, how the process works.
At Diamonds Direct, we respect both you and your budget.
I think everyone's kind of searching for value you don't want to be taken advantage of, and Diamonds Direct is leading in that regard. You're going to feel really comfortable there. You're going to have a good time. You're going to find something that looks amazing and that you're going to get the best value for it.
So if you're worried about getting sweaty palms when you walk into a jewelry store, relax. Take Mitch's advice and enjoy the experience at Diamonds Direct.
We have definitely recommended Diamonds Direct to friends, to other teammates. Everyone else who has been through there has had as awesome an experience as we have.
Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Get directions, showroom hours, and more at DiamondsDirect.com.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4-3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Why sell your car at WeBuyAnyCar.com? Because when you trade in, you're dealing with a dealer. And sure, they're interested in a good deal. For them, not for you. Come to WeBuyAnyCar.com instead. All we do is buy cars. You get in, get out, and get paid at a fair price. So don't take chances with a trade-in. Go to WeBuyAnyCar.com for a free online valuation.
Find out how much your car's worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Coming up, if you still haven't seen the cherry blossoms in person in D.C., it is not too late. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools to help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
When you wake up each morning, you need three things. Plenty of coffee, something to munch on, and the updated forecast. Plan your day with 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
6:15.
There's a heated back and forth happening between Virginia's governor and the lead prosecutor in Fairfax County. It comes after the governor vetoed dozens of pieces of gun-related legislation. WTOP's Nick Iannelli has more.
Following Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's vetoes, Fairfax County Commonwealth's Attorney Steve Descano, who's a Democrat, had some strong criticism for him.
The governor vetoed common sense gun bills that would really, really help prosecutors like myself get guns out of the hands of dangerous people.
Descano went on to say that as it relates to firearms, he feels that the governor
did make a lot of boneheaded decisions.
Responding to that, Youngkin's office sent a statement to WTOP saying, quote, the Commonwealth's attorney in Fairfax County routinely sides with criminals over victims in Virginia and undermines public safety, end quote. Specifically, Descano took issue with Youngkin vetoing a bill that would allow a judge to prevent someone's boyfriend or girlfriend from possessing a gun if they're convicted of assault and battery. Current law allows only for spouses or direct family members to be banned from having a gun due to domestic abuse. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
It's not too late to enjoy the Tidal Basin's cherry blossoms. Peak bloom started 12 days ago, and it was the second earliest on record, but the blossoms are still going strong and still gorgeous.
Love it.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans, though, says the clock is ticking if you want to see the blossoms at their best.
The cherry blossoms there at the Tidal Basin have extended their peak bloom. In fact, we're going to the third straight weekend with those cherry blossoms in the peak bloom stage. However, the National Park Service does say that it is starting to come to an end, and the wind this afternoon is expected to bring many more of those petals down to the ground.
The Washington Post reports above normal temperatures earlier this month helped bring the blossoms out faster, but cooler temperatures since then have extended their magical stay. In a post on X, the National Park Service says the blossoms are slowly fading and green leaves are sprouting. That's an indication the big, beautiful bloom is nearly over for another year, but a pretty good run. My wife is going to be thrilled because we were out of town when peak bloom started, and she likes to see like the very beginning and was worried that she wasn't going to get to see it in all its splendor and all that, and now maybe she can make it out this weekend.
Well, and plus when the petals start falling down like leaves, I mean, that makes it even more magical for me.
Yeah, my kids were like, is it snowing?
Exactly.
As around town.
It's
you know,
pink snow.
Yeah, it was coming down.
So cool.
Now a quick look at the top stories we're working on here at WTOP.
Salvage efforts at the fallen Key Bridge in Baltimore will require one of the largest cranes around. WTOP has a reporter on the scene this morning.
The federal government is expected to cover a significant amount of the cost to replace the Key Bridge in Baltimore.
And a week after a deadly attack in Russia, ISIS issues a new declaration of terror.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
It's 8:18.
Or 6:18.
I did it again. I'm just racing ahead. At at 618, traffic and weather on the 8s in the traffic center. Rita Kessler.
Well, we're definitely seeing some delays in Maryland due to a couple issues that we have. Northbound Branch Avenue in the area of Allentown Road was a report of a wreck. So right now you're seeing delays northbound before Branch Avenue, of course, trying to head to the Beltway. Not sure what lanes are blocked. If you're on 210, it is northbound after Kirby Hill and Livingston. The right side of the roadway was blocked with the crash and debris. You're seeing delays from Palmer Road. The earlier delays inside the Beltway on the southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway have eased, so it doesn't look like the pedestrians that were on the shoulder are going to be a problem. Hopefully they've gotten off the roadway. Not sure where they ended up going to. 95 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway outside the Beltway. Good between the Beltways. If you're on southbound 29, that is still good out of Ellicott City toward University Boulevard and the Beltway. Still no issues along 270 right now. If you're in Virginia, it is westbound 66 near Nutley Street. The left lane is blocked with the wreck. Very brief delay there. Eastbound still looks good out of Centerville to the Beltway. 95 in Virginia, still no delays. That looks good between Fredericksburg and Springfield. 395, no worries trying to get across the 14th Street Bridge. Get your spring centerpiece at Whole Foods Market. Save 30% on spiral-cut bone-in pork ham with Prime through April 2nd while supplies last. Shop in-store or online. Terms apply. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
And back now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans. And Jordan, it does sound like that wind is going to be the story today.
Yeah, gusts up to 40 miles per hour, so that'll be close to the wind advisory criteria for the National Weather Service. Still windy nonetheless, so make sure any loose objects outside, you secure those. They may be in the neighbor's yard later today. Temperatures will be warmer in the 60s and some sunshine, so that is the good news for your Friday. Winds come down this evening. Temperatures fall again into the 40s for Saturday morning. Partly sunny tomorrow, some more clouds than sun. Slight chance for shower in the afternoon, not a washout. Don't cancel outdoor plans, but just keep an eye on the radar for the afternoon on your Saturday. And Easter Sunday, already partly sunny with no rain chance and temperatures much more mild in the low 70s, our only dry day before we track several days of wet weather as we start the first few days of April. We are now at a freeze at Dulles International, 32 degrees, 37 in northwest, and southeast, still 41 degrees.
Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Safeguard your gutters from spring showers with Gutter Helmet from Lednor Home Solutions. 888-5-HELMET.
And coming up,
the fear of bridges is common. What to do about it? I'm Kate Ryan.
More news in 60 seconds.
When we made our McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were streaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
And get money mouth face emoji with two orders of crispy, irresistible 10-piece McNuggets. Spicy or classic for just $6. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're listening to WTOP News.
622, I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. The collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore may trigger an already existing fear that lots of people have, the fear of crossing a bridge. We have more now from WTOP's Kate Ryan.
Abigail Marsh says, do not feel bad if you find driving over bridges scares you. It is common. Marsh, a professor of psychology and neuroscience at Georgetown University, says one form of therapy starts with imagining being on a bridge and working up to an eventual crossing.
Through this kind of therapy, which only takes a couple of weeks on average, most people can successfully overcome their phobias.
Stephen Eskew, who operates the Kent Island Express, takes customers over the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, and everyone from airline pilots to psychologists, even firefighters, have needed a lift.
The bridge does not discriminate. If you don't like driving that bridge, it is what it is.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
If you're looking for some help to keep your house clean, there's an app for that.
The average person only considers their home completely clean 11 days a year. Yikes. Here are a few apps to give you a nudge to whip out that broom. I'm Kim Commando, America's Digital Pro. First up is Toady. This app is like your personal cleaning coach. You divide your house into different zones, list out the tasks for each, and Toady gives you a heads up on when it's time to tackle each area. You're checking things off your list and actually seeing your space get cleaner day by day. Next one, our home. It turns chores into a family affair with shared task lists, a point system, and rewards. Everyone can get involved, track their contributions, and work towards common goals. Plus, you have a running list of who's doing the most work. Finally, one for the gamers. The app Habitica keeps the excitement of video gaming into daily chores. You get a character that completes real-life tasks. Ace your chores, level up, slack off, your character takes a hit. Again, that's Toady, our home, and Habitica. I'm giving away a $500 Amazon gift card right now at winfromkim.com.
Every month, over 500,000 government employees depend on Federal News Network as an invaluable source of information.
They pay attention to the news, to the interviews, to the articles and videos.
They'll also pay attention to your advertising, which could pay big dividends for you.
Find out how Federal News Network can help you to reach decision makers and showcase your organization.
Go to federalnewsnetwork.com and search advertise.
Federal News Network.
The trusted way to reach agencies and leaders across the federal government.
The WTOP Traffic Center.
Tracking the top trouble spots.
The biggest backups.
The major incidents.
The slowest traffic.
WTOP Traffic. Every 10 minutes. On the 8th. And when it breaks.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Here is Dave Preston.
Capitals lose in Toronto 5-1, allowing 48 shots on goal while winning just 36% of the faceoffs. Not the recipe for success, TJ Oshie.
We did all of those things not very well tonight, but we've been playing with an incredible amount of emotion lately, and guys have really put a lot on the line recently here, and it looks like tonight might just caught up with us a little bit. We looked a little... Not as energized as maybe we have in the last 8-10 games here.
Caps out 2 points ahead of Detroit for the final playoff spot of the Eastern Conference. They host Boston tomorrow. Baseball Nationals begin the 2024 season with an 8-2 loss in Cincinnati. A mixed bag for manager Davey Martinez.
The first inning, Josiah looked good. And two bad pitches really cost him big time, you know, to Martini. And then he comes out of the fourth inning and does well. So, you know, we were down 7 runs, but the guys fought back. You know, Eddie hits his first home run. The bullpen was really, really good. So I think in a combined, they threw 49 pitches for 4 innings.
Orioles torch the Los Angeles Angels 11-3. Adley Rutschman goes 2-for-4 with a pair of RBI and 3 runs scored. Men's college basketball's NCAA tournament. The first number one seed to fall is North Carolina. The West top seed slips to Alabama 89-87. Crimson Tide get 24 points, 12 rebounds from Grant Nelson. They will